This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele, a show that matches business mentees with exceptional mentors to provide the skills and knowledge to navigate the entrepreneurial journey. Beyond Mentorship is brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
A very good evening and warm welcome to Beyond Mentorship here at 101.9 High FM as well as 91.9. My name is Nimrod Mbele. As always, I'm delighted to share this space and time with you as we continue to broaden our perspective on very pertinent issues through the through the eyes of or the ears or the voices of our esteemed guests. As we are approaching the election, I'm sure everyone is breathless with anticipation as we gear ourselves to cast our votes on the 29th of May. There's no doubt that this year's elections will be the most contested election since 1994. I mean, what is quite perturbing for me is the fact that the voter turnaround was relatively unimpressive, so to speak, in the previous general elections, and there's nothing worse than a low turnaround of elections, because we all know that a lot of people have died to have freedom, and yet we don't seem to take it as serious enough. I mean, when you looked at the stats, there's pretty much over 10 million South Africans who did not vote in the previous elections, and these were mainly youth. Surely there's something wrong with the picture. I mean, one would hope that South Africa gravitates towards countries such as Australia, where, you know, voting is compulsory, you know, because people just can't complain and point fingers when opportunities have been granted to cast their votes and have a party of their choice. And these are some of the things that we really need to look at as South Africans, so that we're able to hold each other accountable, in as much as you hold the political party accountable. But you, as an ordinary citizen, you must also be party and play part in a very constructive way by voting. You know, especially youth. This kind of message, it's more directed to our youth who are languishing in poverty. We all know the despair, but we've got the chance to turn around by voting in our masses. Vote whoever that you want to vote. You simply just have to vote. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth of what we should be excited, looking forward towards. Anyway, before we get into the gist of our conversation, it is customary to express one's gratitude to the members of the team. Thank you very much, Michael, for giving us a softer landing, so to speak. And we also need to be grateful to Craig Cuthrie, who is on a controller, and of course, Harry Seleke, the one and only gentleman. Your sterling work is greatly appreciated. If you miss any of a previous conversation, not to worry, simply visit our website, which is www.highfm.com, and look for a Beyond Mentorship, and download the post and share with us. Talking of sharing with us, last week we had a very interesting young lady by the name of Mashia Munaring, who is the founder of Manilian Mindset. My goodness, she was stunning. You know, she really gave us an interesting perspective around Manilian Mindset, which is the company that assists youth with IT based insights. In today's conversation, we continue that kind of trajectory by focusing on artificial intelligence on businesses. I'll be joined by Dean Fairman, who is the CEO and a founder of 1064 Degrees in AI Innovation Consultancy. Without any waste of time, let's take this opportunity to welcome Dean. Dean, thank you for gracing Beyond Mentorship with your presence.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Lovely. I'm sure a lot of listeners would certainly, because you are a very known individual, I implore every single person who's listening to the show now to weigh in our conversation. Our SMS line is 34419. The Telegram, it's 061-895-1095. And of course, your thoughts and views are most welcome via my Twitter handle, well, X handle, which is at Dr. Mbele. And I see Craig says we need to pay our bills before we have engagements with Dean Fairman. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. Is brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, we have literally just started, so you haven't missed a thing. So I implore you to stay tuned. Don't go away. For I'm joined by Dean Fairman, who's the CEO and founder of 1064 Degree, which is an AI innovation consultancy. Dean, before we went to that break, I've looked at some of your work. It's quite impressive what you have done over the past couple of years by venturing into AI landscape. But take us through your observation in terms of the overall size of the market when it comes to AI. I mean, the last figures that I saw, it was about 184 billion rands, which is estimated to be the peak of AI in the world.
Yes, so I'm actually not sure of the exact figure. And the thing is, I find often the problem with those figures is it's hard to actually conceptualize what it means. And a lot of these figures are, very not so good guesses on the size of these markets. The truth is, you can just summarize it as there's a massive market for AI, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And I think the step to take back with any interview like this is to say, for some of the listeners, don't think of it as AI something technical. Think of it the realm of where now technology is doing what was always done by humans, and a lot of the time, way better. So we enter the age where computers are really starting to do things that typically would be done by humans in a frightening way.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a very interesting a point that you've just raised. I mean, we know that obviously in the context of high unemployment rate, everybody can become very jittery when you talk of replacement of human by machine. But in any case, that's one of the downside of which perhaps maybe you'll give us a sense as we proceed. But in the South African context, to what extent do you think there's an emerging appreciation of AI in business?
I think there is in pockets, but it's very slow. So most leading, I'm in a fortunate position that most leading South African companies in one way or another have been my clients. Either I've educated the executives about what AI is and how to use it, or advised them. And I've already seen across the spectrum, but mainly the realization is there, but the adoption's very slow, like in terms of the big corporate using AI. It needs to be faster, because purely from the benefits that could happen. The benefits of using AI now are so incredible, so accessible, meaning that it's so easy for anyone to use AI in their own day-to-day work, and so cheap compared to what it was just a couple years ago. And with things like daily enablers like ChatGPT, etc. So for a lot of the AI, things that cost a fortune a few years ago have now been even certain free subscriptions. So it's just South Africans, there's absolutely no reason not to adopt it for corporate South Africa, for startups even more so, and entrepreneurs. Your businesses can, every touch point of your business can be enhanced with AI. A few years ago, it was maybe only the big corporates had the budgets. But now, as I said, there's an AI, whatever you need to do, there's an AI for you. There's an AI for every single function of your own business.
You know, these are very interesting nuggets that you, sharing with us. But in practical terms, just someone who's not clued up with AI fraternity, so to speak, if you're saying every part of your company has AI or can have AI side to it, break it down for us in simple terms for somebody who's probably thinking, okay, what is Nimrod talking about? What is Dean talking about here? Because this obviously affects me. Just break it down for us.
Right. So I think the simplest place to start, and obviously it's just a small part of AI, but if someone's listening and thinks, okay, I want to apply AI to my own world now, the first place to start is looking at ChatGPT, because it's really, really powerful and it can do so many things. And the new advancements to it are incredible. So it's just the chatbot. ChatGPT is just the chatbot, but it knows so much. It's been trained on so much information, and it can understand your needs so well. It's almost like having staff on demand. You can say to ChatGPT, act as my marketing director and produce me a 3-month marketing plan for launching our new product. Give me exactly what to do every week and include all the content for, you know, X or Twitter, Facebook, etc. It can do that for you. Then you can say to it, okay, act as my strategy director now and compile a business case for me for this new product I'm considering doing. It can do that for you as well. You can say, okay, I want to do that. Act as my project planner and do these tasks for me. Whatever, it's almost like having staff on demand. You tell the ChatGPT what persona to take, give it instructions, and there's more tasks that it can do at the moment and do well than tasks that it can't do. Start playing around with something like ChatGPT. Start getting it to produce things for you. Start it to even generate imagery for you. Start it to, you know, stretch your minds beyond. Most people who are using things like ChatGPT are using it to write emails or to write communications for them, etc. Or do your kids' homework. But it goes so much more. Almost anything that you can do in a business world, you can do better with ChatGPT.
Absolutely. There are quite a few interesting points that you have raised. I mean, one, the ChatGPT, which is pretty much one of the platforms. I'm not sure how many platforms are there. I've personally engaged with it. And I find it very useful in that it can literally pretend. Well, I mean, it can literally give you exactly what you need at a fraction of the time. So this really means if you were to have your marketing plan, you can play around with ChatGPT, and really it would be in a position to bring you exactly what you need.
For sure. And as an example, like what I typically do is I'll run a half-day session with teams at companies, and I'll take part of the half-day session. I'll take like about 45 minutes, and I say, let's do something specifically for your company using ChatGPT, besides teaching them the skills, because there's more advanced things you need to know about it. But and say, come up with the idea for your company. We produce everything in that time. Come up with that, get ChatGPT to help you come up with the idea, produce the marketing material, produce the business case, produce the project plan, produce the tests that will be used for you to determine if this will be a successful product. And a lot more, and maybe even go to some other product and show them beyond ChatGPT, create a video actually explaining that you could produce in minutes as well, or a presentation that you can create also within minutes using other, what they call generative AI, which is the term now for all these AI programs that can generate content for you through a simple instruction. So basically in 45 minutes with some of these companies, we've caught up with most of the work needed to launch new products. Now, what is very useful is I said to the companies, how long would this have taken you without ChatGPT? And they said, yeah, you know what, this could have taken weeks of work, not 45 minutes. But they said to me, actually, there's a bigger thing now. We've wanted to actually work on some of this stuff for like 2-3 years now, but we just haven't had the time to do it. We've never got to it. But now that we've done most of the work done in the session, we can carry on working with it. So it just shows that it's not like, oh, it makes you a little bit more productive. It makes you way more productive. And it's just the new way that everyone's going to have to work. And it's been integrated into all the technologies we use. ChatGPT-like technology has been integrated into Microsoft through something called Copilot. And again, so Google have got there. You might have noticed if you've Googled recently, even that you'll notice off the last few days, there's this AI-generated answers that will come up on your Google searches as well. And they've got something called Gemini. But there's just so many amazing, cheap or free tools that can enhance everything that you do.
Absolutely. Let's take a break and we'll be back in a second, because there's just one or two things that I want to pick your brain on. We'll be back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back to Beyond Mentorship. This is Nimrod Mbele. I'm joined by Dean Furman, who is a CEO and a founder of 1064 Degree, a consultancy firm involved in innovation. Dean, before we took that break, I mean, you raised a very number of pertinent practical examples of how AI has been or can be part of day-to-day business for any company. I mean, you did raise a very important point about the cost effectiveness. Gone are those days when somebody, when you speak of AI, when you speak of technology, speaking millions of rands or in big investments for a platform such as ChatGPT, it's relatively cheap. It's fairly accessible. One can manipulate it to produce a product which ordinarily would have taken months and months. Let me just see whether, you know, we've got interest there in this very important topic. Our SMS line is 34519. The telegram is 061-895-1095. Let's hear your thoughts and views via my X handle, which is Dr. Mbele. I'm sure this is quite an exciting phenomenon, especially for youth, I would imagine. Talking of youth, in your own experience, Dean, because youth are very, they're fiddling with gadgets and these are some of the things which are relatively quicker to learn and without having to go through a series of training other than the kind of stuff that you provide in a much more professional way. Earlier on, you did say the take-up is very slow. What would make for higher activation of AI, particularly in small businesses? Is it a matter of exposure or is it a matter of knowledge? What is it when some of the benefits that you've highlighted are pretty much exciting?
Yeah, it's a matter of exposure, because it's almost like you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And that's what something I've been a little bit surprised with having run so many sessions, is that people don't connect the dots, most people. Like, certain people do, but most people, they, without a bit of hand-holding to say, and guarding them of all the different use cases they could use it for, there's only certain specific individuals that manage to, without that, catch on and be like, wow, okay, if it could do this, it might also be able to do this for me, and I can do that for me. And really extrapolate all its power to be able to apply it to everything that they do. Once you show them, it becomes quite obvious. But it's not just knowing, oh, it's a chatbot, this is what you press to get it, to get something back, okay, it can give me answers. It's the realization with it that, okay, how do you actually have to communicate it to get the right answers back, and what it can give back to you. And I've been quite surprised that people haven't done often that mental jump to be like, okay, wow, it's amazing that I can do this. It can also do something else for me, because that's more powerful than just, you know, writing a blog or email, etc.
It's quite interesting.
So I think it's really much the exposure, you know?
So I mean, obviously, shows such as these, the more we talk about AI, the more real it is for a lot of people. Hopefully, we'll get more and more push. But here's the other concerns around AI, around copyright and intellectual property. How does this, because some of these things that has been automated, the output has been automated on a basis of somebody's, IP, intellectual property or copyright material. To what extent one should be wary of those kinds of issues? In your experience, have you noted anyone who has been found wanting on the basis of just, you know, not taking into account some of these issues?
Not so much that people have been found to account. It's more the OpenAI, which is the company that created ChatGPT, and similar other platforms, especially the ones like something like called Midjourney, that's also like ChatGPT, can also create images for you, etc. They have trained all their models on what they say publicly available information. So it's regulation in different countries being formed, and it's very slow to react. Like in Europe, there's now an AI Act, but it still doesn't, not as all encompassing around what these companies can do and how they can train their information, etc. So they're having huge legal battles. As a user, the general thing is that if you're going to use ChatGPT or another program, this is a very high level because it's more detailed than this, but like the high level is that if you're going to use it to try copy someone's information, like example, you can technically write the next Harry Potter book, because in its database it will have all the scripts from all the Harry Potter books. You'll know the exact style that they're written in. You can give certain information that can write the next Harry Potter book in the exact same style that J.K. Rowling's writes. If you go do that and then copy exactly the way she writes, etc., that falls foul of it. Or if you want to copy an artist who's a, you know, physical artist and say, create for me a painting in the style of, I don't even know who an artist would be now, or a photographer that's a famous photographer or artist, etc. And you want to copy that to create a picture exactly in their style and then to use that commercially, that's a big problem. But generally, to be able to use the systems, ChatGPT will tell you, and all these systems will tell you, that anything that you use is yours to use. But then it's even to the extent that ChatGPT in their business plans have something that they call copyright shield, that if you get into any problems with copyright, they'll actually, as long as you didn't use it in a dodgy way, like I mentioned, they will actually pay your legal bills. But that's only for the business plans. For the individual plans, it's a very much a evolving area. They're having a lot of legal battles and the regulations are evolving, but the bigger worry isn't as much copyright. The bigger thing that people found wanting is that sometimes these models, what they do is called hallucinate. It means that basically all they do in the text element of this is, it sounds very fancy the way that they can answer us back, but the algorithm in the background, without getting into too much detail, keeps predicting the next word it should say, based on learning how people speak and that. So it's amazing when it has an answer for you. So if you ask it a question, has an answer for you, it will give you an amazing answer. But if it doesn't have an answer for you, what it will do sometimes is, it won't tell you, I don't know. It will produce something that sounds good. And it can fool you into thinking that it's right, because it's very convincingly, I always joke, it's like a politician. It lies, but it lies convincingly and beautifully. All these facts.
I'm in stitches because I could just...
some of these, yeah, I don't know if it's a good time to say that, but maybe it is a good time to say that. But the thing is that a lot of legal people especially have got into trouble with that, because they've submitted their cases, they put in their case of they wanted to fight it, put it into ChatGPT. ChatGPT compiled the whole case for them and they referenced other cases, and the judges have come back and been like, what are you doing? These cases that you referenced don't exist, just because ChatGPT made them up. But that, so you have to be aware of that you, it doesn't happen often, and it's happening less and less as the models get better and better. But you need to fact check whatever you're given. If it gets something, just make sure you fact check. If it's something that's critical to be factually accurate, you need to double check ChatGPT and these other tools. That's the biggest risk.
Yeah, look, I mean, I couldn't agree with you, because, you know, if you're going to code somebody, you have to go back and review. I've used ChatGPT a few times, and there are instances where I've noted that the actual reference was somehow incorrect, and I'll go back and, yes, and recheck those particular references, particularly when you're writing an essay or when you communicating something, and you know, using somebody's IP, because it's also important to acknowledge people have spent time to build the IP, and the fact that you've got platforms such as ChatGPT, you can't simply just, you know, take and walk away. You still need to go back and do that ground check or that groundwork by validating the accuracy of information that you have. And in that way, it also makes you a credible individual, because, you know, I suppose at some point it's going to make a lot of people very lazy. So if you're not a detailed person, you'll miss those kinds of bits and pieces, right?
Yeah, for sure. But definitely. And I'm actually giving a talk tomorrow for parents of Yeshiva College, if you at the school, about how to prepare your kids in the age of AI, etc. You can speak if you're interested to Yeshiva College, anyone who's listening, to find out about that. But the thing is that what is really important for people to realize is how radically this is impacting things, how radically it's shifting everything. And the problem I feel is that people have been talking about AI for years. And it's like, oh, it's going to make such a difference. But it hasn't really, and the impact hasn't been felt. But now when you actually look at especially the recent releases of what these technologies can do and what will be in the hands of everyone, it's harder and harder to see what the value is that most people in the workplace will bring, because it can be done by the technology. A lot of the things that the way that people will have to prepare for the future, for example, kids preparing for the future, people in university, etc., or people at the start of their careers, will be completely different to what many of them realize it is. I think that the biggest thing that people don't quite realize what is happening with this. And once you realize and sort of have an understanding of what's happening, you realize that everything's going to shift now, and you need to adapt with it. Because unfortunately, if you don't adapt and you don't with it, a lot of people and a lot of businesses will be disrupted. Because things that they were able to charge a lot of money for before now can be done with a free app, which, yeah, it's quite scary.
That's quite a very interesting point that you just raised, particularly around the extent to which how the AI will have a positive or negative impact on education, depending on where you're sitting. And the kind of conversation which I'll certainly implore the listeners to go to the Yeshiva College, you'll give us the details when we about to part ways, because I think it's a very useful and important presentation around how to accustom yourself with AI platforms, and how you need to reorient and reconfigure your thought processes, for it is here to stay. I mean, whether we like it or not, it's just a matter of you being able to catch the curve in advance. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And for that's the Yeshiva College, for the people with their children understanding the future. And then, of course, the Alt Jets session next week. We're really going to go into how to use ChatGPT effectively for your business. So that's very important for people for their own businesses to know, to understand. Or people can also, if people for their own businesses can reach out to me directly as well for that. But it's going to make such benefits. It's going to help so much the people who really plug into it and really embrace it. And don't be afraid of it. So don't think, oh, I'm not tech savvy, or I don't know data science, or I don't know, I'm not a techie. You don't need to know any of that stuff. You really, the learning curve is really short. It's really, to get yourself rocking with this stuff is not hard. You need a bit of guidance, I feel, but to really use it at, like, you know, a proper level. But once you've got that, it's really, you can really change everything you're doing. And you know what? Everyone wants better work-life balance, and want to spend less time working and more time with doing things they love and with the family and everything like that. This is your tool that's going to be the silver bullet that's going to allow you to do so.
I certainly subscribe to that, because I'm looking forward to spend as much time with the family or other things, as opposed to being bogged down with huge data when AI is there and is already disrupting my life in a positive way, in that it can reduce the time spent on any item, you know, to have up to a fraction. But these are some of the issues that people like yourself, who are knowledgeable and really taking us on board by sharing the insights and observations based on how, you know, platforms, you know, such as HTTP is really making a difference in everyone's life.
Yeah, completely.
Okay, and we're going to take a break, the last break, before we wrap up this very interesting conversation. And I do implore every single one, you know, to really give us their thoughts on SMS. Our SMS line is 34519. Telegram, it's 0618951095. And your thoughts are most welcome via the X handle, which is Dr. Mbele. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back to Beyond Mentorship. As we gravitate towards the end of the show, I'm in the company of Dean Freeman, who is a CEO and a founder of 1064 Degrees, which is an AI consultancy firm. Before we went to that break, Dean has been giving us really interesting practical solutions on how we could all use AI platforms such as ChatGPT to literally do everything, whether it's a marketing plan, a strategic plan. It's so fascinating that you can instruct it to act as in a particular portfolio, and it will be able to project the right kind of content that you really want, and you can simply go back and clean up the document at a fraction of the time. So it is absolutely incredible what platforms such as ChatGPT has been able to do. And one of the issues that one out of the issues that Dean, I beg your pardon, raised with us, it's obviously one has to be very careful around IP, because in some instances, the platform may not necessarily give you the up-to-date and accurate information, because as he puts it, it hallucinates. And when it hallucinates, it is your responsibility as the so-called originator of the content, originator in inverted commas, of the content, to go back and validate the information that you have, so that you are not found wanting, because that could potentially be embarrassing, particularly when you're presenting stuff to other people. So, I mean, these are very, very interesting times we are having, and it's certainly making a huge impact. And one of the issues that Dean shared with us is the fact that he'll be making a series of presentation at Shiva College and OR2JET. Take us through that, so that we guide more people to those specific events, for them to know and learn as much as possible, and see how the AI can be applicable, or they can apply it on their day-to-day businesses, as it were.
Yes, so definitely. So you could reach out also to those individual organizations to find out, you know, more for that, for the details of the events. I'm trying to remember exactly what time all of them were, etc. But you have to go through those different organizations. But I think even without that, so there's two things for yourself. Even without that, go, if you haven't logged on to ChatGPT, download it. It's one of many powerful tools, but it's really the starting place. It's sort of the foundation. It go tomorrow, spend a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes playing around with it if you haven't already, to do that. If you've got a company and you really need your staff to all be trained on this, you're welcome to. You could go to deanfurman.com, and through that you'll see my contact details for that. But I think that there's no excuse now for people not to have the benefits of it. And, that's it. Just the time saving that it will give you. The ignoring the improved quality of your work, etc. It's just silly to ignore it.
You indicated to us that the ChatGPT is the, like almost like a foundational entry point. What other platforms that are available that listeners can look out for or can check them out?
Okay, cool. Something like if you, another thing that Microsoft Copilot Pro. So you have to look for the Copilot Pro or the Microsoft Copilot for Office 365. So between those two versions, there's not enough time now to go into the difference. With that, it's amazing because it brings a lot of the functionality of similar to ChatGPT into your whole Office suite. So Word documents, PowerPoint, Excel, etc. So that's the next level to also look at. But then there are other tools. There's things like Synthesia. If you want to create, you have to pay a little bit. You can create amazing videos using avatars. Something that's super easy to use, something called Gamma, that you can create presentations in moments. Something like 11 Labs, you could create voiceovers. If you wanted to create a radio voiceover quickly in seconds, an advert, you could create it in seconds, you know, to be able to do that. Do you know what? Depending on each person's needs, there's a platform for them. Again, another one, if you want to create the best, but again, you have to pay a few dollars every month, something called Midjourney to create pictures. It's actually quite hard to use. It's hard to get set up and started to know what you're doing with it. Then it's very easy. But something with Midjourney is amazing, creating images. You can describe exactly what you need, and it will create amazing images. You can actually even give it, if you know what you're doing, you can tell it what camera the photo should have been shot with, at what angle, at what lighting, etc. You know, it's just super cool to be able to use it. And yeah, there's in art, we've got a database that we keep up to date with these things, and we've got thousands and thousands, and it changes all the time of these apps, each depending what you need, which one's best for each scenario. And those are just some other names.
Absolutely. This has been quite fascinating, Din. Thank you very much for coming through. I certainly hope and believe that the listener had food for thought on some of these amazing platforms which are available. Obviously, some of them you have to pay top dollar, but some of the ones that you have raised, such as ChatGPT, are fairly entry level, accessible. They still doing the good work. I've tried it before. I will obviously get into much more sophisticated, like my Microsoft Copilot that you have spoken about. I will see if I can't go into Synthesia and 11 Labs and Midjourney. So these are some of the few platforms that you have shared with us, of which the listener would have an opportunity to test them out and find out how they could make their lives a lot better.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. That's been absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was Din Freeman, who is the CEO and a founder of 1064 Degree, an AI innovation consultancy, giving us practical tools that could lessen the burden for every single person, whether you're in business, whether you're a student. It doesn't really matter, for he has given us how important AI has become in our lives. And he'll be obviously sharing this kind of presentation at Shiva College, as well as ORT JET at some point. We'll get those details, we'll load them on our website, and we'll share them with you so that you're able to follow the likes of Din in equipping yourself with these kinds of fascinating and cool, as he puts it, cool platforms. We're going to have to elevate it. It's been absolutely beautiful. Like I say always, be kind. It doesn't cost anything. Shalom.